This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And that's, I don't think that'll never not be the case. Like, you would have to.
They want to go into
March. Increase it, like, substantially for that to happen.
They want to go into March would be, I think that would be, like, two more games.
Who wants to do that?
NFL.
They want to go to March?
Yeah.
For what?
Because they can.
No.
They want to. What was the, oh, man, there was a story of them trying to make the season longer, and they wanted to go up to a certain holiday.
Damn, St. Patrick's Day?
I don't remember. But I can't remember. They were like, yeah, we wanna go.
You talking about the NFL?
Yeah.
The only holiday I think that's in March is St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Let me see. That's a weird benchmark to, like, yeah, we want our season to end on St. Patrick's Day. Green beer and football. All right.
Yeah, I can't.
Chatty out saying President's Day. I think that's in February, though, isn't it?
They're kind of around that right now.
I'm going to say they can't be far from that.
But, I mean, that would be a couple weeks. I think right now they're, and that probably was President's Day because they wanted to lock it in with an off
a three-day holiday, yeah. I bet. President's Day this coming year is February 16th. It's a Monday. If you had the Super Bowl on February 15th, that's, you get that stupid day that everyone wants off after, right, the Super Bowl, because some of y'all can't control your drinking and eating.
That's what that it was. That was harsh. President's Day.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
I think, the WWE, that would, if once again, if they're where they're at right now, I'm kind of out. If they ask me to do any more, I'm out. Like, I'm not paying no more money. I'm not committing another 8 hours to another PLE. I'm just not that interested anymore. And that's where I'm at. I don't know. I could be in the minority. They'll probably have a bunch of people who love all the 8 hour stuff, but.
The Wrestling Observer newsletter indicates that WWE is actively discussing the possibility of holding its flagship event, WrestleMania, in Saudi Arabia. The move could potentially result in two WrestleMania events occurring within the same calendar year. According to the same report, sources within Saudi Arabia believe that WrestleMania is targeted to take place in the kingdom in 2027. Representatives from Saudi Arabia are reportedly advocating for Dwayne The Rock Johnson to serve as the headliner for the proposed event.
All right. Well, if that's what they want to do, that ain't got nothing to do with me no more. Whatever. Yeah. Do what you want.
Good luck.
I don't care.
Good luck and thoughts and prayers.
Yeah.
Right as Morgan was getting interested in it. I'm not turning AEW on in front of her.
Did you see yesterday?
Mommy, why is that fork in that guy's forehead?
Did you see I don't know if Jesse saw it. I quote tweeted it. The 10 biggest misses in wrestling WWE history. Of just like miss. Like you missed the punch. You missed the stomp.
It's oh, geez.
Hella funny.
Oh, no. I didn't see that. Oh, I bet
it
that's
It is
great.
Hilarious. The 10 biggest misses.
I bet that's great.
They had some people going off the top rope. But the funny thing is they miss on like a moonsault. But the other person has to act like they got hit. And they fall out. I spent a good 2 minutes laughing at that. That was some good stuff. So, yeah, they can do that all they want in their second WrestleMania. That's fine.
This is interesting. Well, we get back to the NBA schedule. Roman Reigns, talking to ESPN, named his favorite all-time opponent. Who do you think it was?
I'm drawing a blank on all his opponents. I don't know.
Jesse, any thoughts? Roman Reigns' favorite opponent?
Was it John?
It was Brock.
I was going to say Brock, but I couldn't remember.
Brock
yeah,
Lesnar.
He did fight.
Said my whole career changed once I got in the ring with Brock Lesnar.
Huh.
Of course, he did headline a WrestleMania with them. It gave us one of the greatest cash-ins we've ever seen. At some point, they've got. I got to stop bitching and complaining about what wrestling does, but we keep it moving.
I saw. Heyman was on Ariel Helwani's show. I think it was, and he said that Jacob and Bron Breakker, Bron Breakker are destined to main event WrestleMania.
Said Bron, Jacob,
Bron Breakker, and who was the other one?
Jacob.
Okay.
And he said Rhea too.
Yeah. Rhea.
Oh, Rhea. If I wouldn't be shocked. You know what was funny? Like we watched an episode of Unreal last night. We watched what was essentially the J episode, the Royal Rumble, the push one. And I couldn't remember what happened in that Royal Rumble. I was like, yeah, did Punk won? I was like, wait, Punk didn't wrestle Gunther?
Yeah.
I was like, who did Punk wrestle? Seth? Who did he wrestle on the second night of WrestleMania?
It was
Seth and Roman.
Yeah, it was
That's what it was. That's what it was. And I kept thinking, well, he main evented WrestleMania. But he didn't wrestle Gunther. He just was like, what the hell happened? I was low-key like sad for Jay because he won the Royal Rumble. They're doing this whole thing. You know, he's getting these pep talks from Hunter and all of this. And then it was like, he wrestled for the title. He didn't main event WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Like, they need to change the wording of this. Like, you get a title match, you don't main event anything.
Right.
The main event was obviously Cody and John, and the second night main event is the true main event. But that was Cody and John, but the first night was Seth, Roman, and Punk.
I don't want to be mean. Right call.
Oh, absolutely made the right call.
That's absolutely fine.
And having Jay have that moment at the beginning, that was perfectly fine.
I didn't like the ending.
I didn't either. Yeah, I didn't either. Whack. But
one thing I was going to say when we were talking to Eddie about Roman, because they're, you know, he was like, Roman's the guy that should be running the company. They almost, what do you think when I say they almost, how do I put it? The streak was such a big deal, and his reign as champion was such a big deal. There's almost no coming back from that.
Mm-hmm.
Once that's done, I don't want to say your career is over, but like, what you're going to.
It's the highest of high, like, that we hadn't seen. Like, it's literally the only true equivalent, and this includes Dwayne, this includes Austin 316. It's the only true equivalent to Hulkamania in the 80s, is what Roman did. Yeah. And when Hogan's reign ended and they went with Randy. Hogan left, came back. They built a story around Hogan and Randy. Then when it went to Warrior, Hogan left. They came back. They built a story around Hogan and Slaughter. Hogan left, came back, and that's kind of the point that they were done, but besides that little goofy WrestleMania 9 thing. Yeah. Roman is just kind of like in and out at this point. and they've never brought him back to reestablish anything. And I think once it was clear the Rock and Roman thing is never happening, there's not a lot for him to do. He's filming some movie right now, or is about to, one or the other.
Talking to you yesterday, the movie he's in is out right now.
Eddie Murphy. Yeah, yeah,
is out. I think they didn't leave him out long enough. Like, I think SummerSlam he came back
mm-hmm.
last year.
Mm-hmm.
That should have been something. Almost now, circumstances were different. Obviously, Roman coming back should have been like Brock Lesnar just came back. Like mm-hmm. I haven't seen Roman in a year,
mm-hmm.
and oh my gosh, he's back. I just, when he came back at SummerSlam, I just saw him like 2-3 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know if you can do that in this era either.
I think you can. I mean, I feel like they brought him back because they were preparing for the Netflix thing.
True.
But I don't even know that Cody was a part of the Netflix thing. I think that was a big part of that first episode of the documentary with, yeah, we can't fit Cody on this show.
Yeah, so we just have The Rock just throw everything down the trash.
Literally trash the entire angle for the last 2 years.
That was
when
crazy.
I walked into the ring on January 6th as Dwayne Johnson, the board of directors, like, get your...
That was
and then
crazy
went to NXT to and cut a heel promo. It's like...
We were watching that in the studio. We're like, what the hell was that?
Like, it's just all over. And they never recovered from it. They just tricked off the entire thing.
Yeah. Oh, boy. All right.
For those just tuning in, Shams Charania has announced the opening night schedule for the NBA on NBC October 21st. Shout out to Eddie Gonzalez, who was with us and announced it first.
That's right.
Kevin Durant going back to Oklahoma City. It is the Rockets at OKC on ring night with the Golden State Warriors at the Los Angeles Lakers. Steph and LeBron, not likely, but perhaps... for the final time on opening night. Again, not likely. Before their teammates.
It's a little messy and I like it. That Rockets
stuff.
It's a little messy and I like it.
I'm all for it. I'm all for it. The Christmas Day schedule was announced for those that were with us earlier in the week. We had Spurs at Knicks round two. We had Lakers and Mavs, Warriors and Rockets, Celtics and Thunder, Clippers and Nuggets. We had 8 of the 10 teams right in not one single game.
Damn.
Cleveland, I'm looking at my notes. Cleveland was actually a late scratch for us. We had Cleveland in our original rankings.
Where do we have that second
rankings.
Game? Oh, we had Lakers-Cleveland.
That's right. Yeah. We did. And it's actually Cavs at Knicks, Spurs at Thunder, Rockets at Lakers, KD and LeBron James on Christmas Day, Mavericks at Warriors. And then we got the Timberwolves at Nuggets.
For the record,
only game I'm not a fan of is Timberwolves Nuggets. I don't think I care a ton about the Cavs Knicks, but that's normally the first game, so it'll be fine.
I ain't gonna say I'm not watching, but I'm moving on with my Christmas Day with my family during Mavericks Warriors.
I'm moving on with my day. I'm fine with that game.
But the other family, they want to open up presents now. We want to eat now. Cool. We could do that at 5
How many
o'clock.
Families do you have?
2 that are here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, no, we move on. Oh, no. Yeah, we'll get in the car at around 5. We'll be over there.
Oh, come on, man.
We'll be over there. Mavericks might be the 12th seed.
So what?
They don't need to be on Christmas.
You don't want to see Cooper Flagg?
I've seen him for 40 games before that.
Where is...
You're watching 40 Dallas Maverick games?
The other killer is, and this is, they weren't going to win anyway, but the other killer is, they turned the football game.
I was going to say, the killer is right here. Yeah, it's Cowboys at Commanders. This one might be a little sketchy. Lions at Vikings.
Okay. No, I think that might cook. I think that might cook. And if anybody,
I'm gonna wait and see on that one.
Well, I mean that, but also, like, does this day belong to the NFL at this point now?
I don't know if the day does.
There's more people going to be watching the NFL.
They're going to get that. They're going to get the ratings. That's a done deal.
But. And they'll get the ratings. I mean, it's a good move by the NBA putting the Timberwolves and Nuggets on, which I assume is going to be the night game because you're getting your ass whooped by the Broncos and Chiefs.
That game's going to be over.
Broncos and Chiefs?
Game's going to be over at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I still ain't watching.
Same.
I still ain't watching.
I'll be putting on a Christmas movie at that time.
Yeah. Home Alone 2. Oh, I'll be getting ready to board a flight. That's what I'll be doing. Ready to go to New York. I ain't got to watch that crap.
Oh, when you getting rid of your Christmas tree? Aren't you pretty prompt on it? Like, you're going to be flying out to New York?
No. Oh, good. Yeah. Yep.
Good, what's the plan? You know what? That
thing's
going to
be up till February.
Nope. Second the girls leave, that bitch is coming down. The second the girls leave for daddy's house, it's like, all right, baby, we are coming back to this house on December 30th. All Christmas things need to be removed.
It's like Christmas didn't even happen. Yeah, no, I'm watching a football game during that Warriors-Mavericks game.
That's a good question. I need to, because it's not just up to me anymore.
Tell you what, though, that Warriors shine is starting to wear out a little bit.
Well, look, especially this Warriors team. What the hell? This might be a 9-12 matchup.
Throw them out there this year. We'll see next year. And then after that, it's time to come back home.
It's stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, starting it's to, not Steph's, not Steph's, not starting to wear out, but just what Steph, I think, just... Warriors, I think.
No, I think kids still love Steph.
Klay will be coming back to Golden State, so there's that. But there's
no real story between this game. Yeah, it's showcasing Cooper Flagg,
which isn't a bad thing.
Against Steph Curry. Like, it's a, you know, Steph propped up the Sacramento Kings. No one wanted to watch them. He's going to do the same for the Dallas Mavericks and Cooper Flagg.
Who should have been there? They could have. They could have put the Clippers
I
there.
I was perfectly fine with the Mavericks belong there.
It was very conditional.
No, don't do that. No.
It was very conditional. I didn't say Mavericks at all costs. I said there's one game that you could sell me on. And they went away from it. If that ain't the game, get their asses back in Dallas.
If anything, the team we were out on was OKC.
Yeah, that was.
You tried to put them on Christmas Eve.
I think there was like a, hey, we got to put the Thunder in here.
Do we? Do we, though? Wembanyama saves that matchup. I'm not trying to disrespect the Thunder too much, the champs and all that, but Wembanyama makes that matchup.
That's going to be fire. And I think Wemby versus Chet is. I'm always tapped in for those two.
Yeah, I mean,
they don't like each other.
With the exception of Cleveland and New York, you know, that's tough too. That would have been Indiana.
Ah,
that absolutely would have been Indiana at New York.
Yeah, it's tough for them. Tough for them.
Mm, sorry, now guys. Now they're
playing on December 12th.
Well, they're probably playing several times after that, but I get your point. They're not getting any.
They went from Christmas to just Tuesday.
Yeah, they're not. they're not getting any marquee games with Tyrese out.
NBA thinks the East is going to suck, too.
What's going to suck?
The East. The NBA thing. So, I mean, then we got the two teams out there on Christmas.
Yeah.
Giannis didn't get it.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Giannis not on Christmas Day. Nope. Did he play this past year?
We scribbled the Bucks out. We scribbled the Bucks off our list, too.
I don't think he played this past year either.
We scribbled the Bucks off our list.
Yeah, it's got to be tough.
Yeah, it would have been Pacers and Knicks because all of these would have been a little part, you know, Wemby and Chet, KD and LeBron. I guess Clay at Golden State, little Cooper flag hype.
Yeah,
I don't know if Minnesota and Denver got any beef.
Oh, welcome to San Francisco, where these two teams are fighting for that 10th spot. Mavericks, Warriors, Christmas Day.
Are you saying that they're fighting for the 10th spot with 3 months left in the season?
It's a pivotal matchup. And
three and a half months left in the season.
Winner gets the tiebreaker.
It's like... Like the teams are like 15-15 going into the game. Like, are we really fighting for the 10th spot at this point?
They'll be telling people, don't turn that dial. I know it's Broncos Chiefs. Don't turn the dial. Cooper flag. Steph. Kuminga watch.
Kuminga watch.
God, what day would it Doris, be by then?
Well, Doris, Kuminga did not high-five Steph Curry while he was in his warm-up suit. That's been an ongoing issue.
Nor Draymond Green.
Yeah, Kuminga did it because he's not aware. We know who did. Devin Carter is dapping up
Steph Curry right there. Hey! That's a good call
That's got to be day 140-something.
What? Get Devin out of here?
No.
Oh.
Kuminga watch.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Kuminga watch.
Christmas edition.
Christmas edition. Oh, man. You know who almost...
I wonder if Jonathan Kuminga is ever going to play here.
You know who got half of opening night, right? Scam Sharani.
What was scams?
He had Rockets at Thunder. Uh-huh. And he had Lakers at Clippers.
Lakers at Clippers, okay.
Scams gets a lot of people.
Well, not Kenny, though.
He didn't get me. I just like the NBC portion
Kenny,
of
Kenny
it.
Kenny was just hyped up for the NBC part.
Well, no, because I thought...
And chose to retweet Scams, Sharania.
Because he said NBC. Now, the reason why he didn't get... I'm not going to say in a normal situation he wouldn't have got me, but I saw this last Friday at like 9 p.m. I was like, well, the NBA's not announcing their opening day schedule at that time. So I always assumed it was fake. And then I saw scams.
No one believed it.
But then I saw, NBC's fire. NBC is fire.
And you quote, all right, man.
Yeah, because NBC is fire. I'm hyped for NBC.
Do you guys know that Kim Kardashian's pregnant?
Was pregnant at one point in her life? Yes, I did know that. Yeah.
Mark Stein getting in on the action short of next season's first Mavericks-Lakers marquee meeting in the regular season, if the provisional schedule holds, would be at the end of November in the NBA Cup, league sources tell Mark Stein.
So we might get the schedule next week?
It certainly seems to be shaping up that way.
I'm all for it.
Shout out to Bleacher Report, who I guess doesn't do the Photoshop stuff anymore and decided to tweet a graphic winning night schedule of Fred Van Fleet and SGA because that's what everybody's ready to open tonight. Fred Van Fleet and SGA.
What would the other matchups look like if they did that?
Well, obviously they got LeBron and Steph, so that's fine.
Well, no, like, so if they did that, you said opening night, not Christmas Day.
Yeah, opening
Day.
Night.
I'm thinking of Christmas Day. What would it be like, Sam Merrill and Campaign? Is that how they would do that one? It would be Devin Vassell.
PJ Washington and Jonathan Kuminga for the... Rudy Gobert and Aaron Gordon.
Yeah, they gave up on the Photoshop. Yeah,
like, right. We ain't got time for this. Just get the tweet out, guys.
All right, do what you guys got to do.
Just get the tweet out. Right. Say something positive about the Kings. Give
three positives.
Three positives. Okay, let's start with one.
That's what I do in the rundown.
Give me one positive thing about the Sacramento Kings this year.
They're going to play in the play-in. Suppose they're going to have an opportunity to get to the playoffs.
Is that a positive, though?
That's a project. It's a positive, but that's a projection.
Okay.
Yeah, give us like a concrete positive about this team right now.
Like, the Kings have quality veteran players.
Right.
You might not like them, but Domas, DeMar, and Zach LaVine, those are quality veteran players.
I was just about to say, they're going to be able to score this year.
Oh, we did that last year.
They were a top 10 scoring team last year.
These are like statements of fact now.
they're points
this is
per
like
game.
The it is your birthday sign.
Exactly.
Like this,
points per game, but they were top 10 in the league in points per game. Now, when you talk about.
I mean, I guess you're right. Yeah, that's a positive.
Offensive rating and all that other stuff. Maybe not.
JT Lowe says they are an NBA team. There's a positive.
They're here in Sacramento.
Soren says three positive team things. This is our team. They're here to stay, and we have an arena.
Can the dynamic between Doug and Scott Perry be seen as a positive?
Yes.
I guess like that's a start.
There you go. Cohesion. Yeah.
You've got. I believe you've got a general manager that's savvy enough to kind of navigate the waters. So whether that's not overpaying on a trade for Jonathan Kuminga or panicking in that situation, whether that's being able to get a first-round pick in a situation you didn't have a first-round pick, going into the trade deadline, I would think you would feel confident that he's going to make the right decision for this team currently or moving forward or both.
Zabo says one positive thing about the Kings. Monty and Wes aren't here.
Well.
Keegan Murray would be a positive if he got that extension, or when he does. Keon Ellis as well. That kind of just moves you towards your future, I guess.
You said name three positive things, and I'm stuck on one. The Kings have quality veteran players. Maybe they appear to have quality young players. Keegan being one. I'll still put him as a young player. Keon, Neek, Max. Is that too much projection?
No, I think they've got good young role players.
I don't know if you can call
good young role players
Neek and Max positives yet.
Okay.
They'd have to get NBA minutes.
Okay.
First, I feel.
Give me another one then. Damn.
Hold on, let me think. I gave you Doug and Scott.
Is it that hard to think?
No, I mean.
Well, we've got two, right? There'll be a
two. What's the other one?
There'll be a good scoring team. They'll have a good offense.
They'll be a good scoring team.
Maybe David, top 10. They were top 10 last year.
David said, Tanel 21 is back. What about having, like Zebra PT says, Doug gets a preseason. What about Doug having, you know, a full ramp up to his first year?
Well, that okay. I'll put a spin on that as well. Doug having a coaching staff to work with him.
Okay.
I think that's a positive compared to
I think we can just chalk all that up to Kings having stability going into the season.
As compared to
like
last
the coaching
year.
Staff. He's got a full training camp.
Yeah.
It's just things are a lot more stable. So I guess, yeah, I would call that a positive.
Last year wasn't stable at all going into the season.
No, it wasn't. Nope. Yeah. And you felt it quick.
Yeah.
Remember when we thought we were making a big deal over Mike Brown and them kind of haggling over the contract extension?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, this is what they do, guys. Oh, nope. Turns out there's something.
Oh, that, yeah. That really is pretty crazy to look back at. Like, they David Blatted that dude. Like, they got him out of here.
And it's crazy. I don't know what led to that being the case.
Right. Like, that's what I mean.
To these players saying, I don't want to play for him no more. Being that vocal, feeling that strongly about Mike Brown. Because regardless of what we think about, you know, or what we joke about sometimes with Mike Brown, who the hell were any of them to be like, we don't want to play for this guy?
Right.
The hell have you done?
Right.
To have that type of cachet or that feeling, or even get to the point where I'm not even locked into this guy anymore. I'm not even, we're an under 500 team. Like, what are you talking about?
Can everyone remember 2 years ago, the Kings were 24-17 at home. Like, we have to be better at home. Like, that you just have to be. Now, mind you, the Beam team 1 year, they were 23-18. So they were not great that year. 24-17 the next year, everyone repeatedly said, we've got to be better at home. They were 20-21 last year. Didn't just get worse, got substantially worse at the Golden One Center last year. That can't be the case. They have to be a lot closer to that 24-17 record than 20-21 record. And they need to be better than 24-17.
Yeah.
Not drastically better, but a little bit better.
Right.
Yeah. You should not be getting your ass kicked on your home floor.
Agree 100%. Do we have any idea of what the home record was with Doug under Doug Christie? Because if I only say that because
I remember it being good, but I don't know.
That was a big emphasis of his, right? Mm-hmm. Like protecting his home court. I think it started out really good. Yeah. It might have finished around 500 or so. Like, so
I don't think it got that bad because I think Doug finished at 500 or around 500.
Yeah.
That's not the answer. Let me see.
I bring that up too because I think Doug is going to emphasize that going into this season. You know, regardless of what's going on with this team and what we do and how things are going on, we have to establish playing better at home.
If I have this right, I have Doug at 27-24 on the whole season.
Okay.
Now I got to break it down to home games.
Let's see. I think we could. I can't figure that out. Oh, maybe I can.
I don't think I'm skilled enough to do this.
Yeah, actually, I got you. I got you. Doug took over on December 27th.
Okay.
He took over on, because it was a Saturday game, December 29th.
I think he finished 14-10 at home.
14-10.
Yeah, I think so.
You got that, Casey?
14-9. Yeah, I'm not counting. If we're not counting the play-in game, 14-9, I think.
Get the playoffs out of here, and I can talk about the Kings. All right.
Will Z, where are you at?
Jesse,
we need you.
Will Z's giving up on us.
He's finished. Oh, when I went to the regular season, it moved my time frame again. Hold on.
No, I think we.
What did Jesse say? One game over?
14-9.
14-9.
14-10 if you want to include the playing game.
Yeah, that probably sounds.
Don't want to.
No.
All right, no worries.
Yeah, 14-9.
But to your point, it was much better.
Mm-hmm.
They had a bad end of the season.
Yeah.
Bill Zio's here, by the way.
And it sounds like that's the right number because Will was searching for it. So Mm. Okay. Be so better
that,
there.
But I think that that is going to be, yeah, it's going to be really, really vital. It's a good call by you. It's going to be really vital for them to start to establish at least playing well at home. You got to start somewhere. Let's start at home. And let's start with being better than what we've done the last 2-3 years.
And that's what I think makes Doug's task so difficult.
He's got the toughest job this year.
He has a really, really difficult job, and we'll explain why when dealing with Casey return here for the final conversation of the week on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here. Appreciate you being with us today. Appreciate you being with us every day, wherever you are. 1320 AM, 98.5 FM, HD2, the Odyssey app, the iHeart app. If you're watching on YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, whatever it may be, just know we greatly appreciate you. I did check in to follow up on something we were talking about earlier on when the Christmas decorations come down now, especially since we're flying out to New York that night. My house is a little bit different than it's used to be.
Yeah, is this even your call?
It's yeah. Very much not.
Yeah, they stay up till we get home.
They can come down after January 1st. Mm. God.
Well,
you had a good run.
I did. And now it's over. It's fine. At least I'm smart enough to recognize, like, it's... Doesn't matter what I wanted.
I think this is good, though. Like, you need to leave the Christmas tree up a little longer. Keeps the spirit, keeps the house a little bit happier.
To the way that D'Lo used to run the league?
Yeah.
Get ready to speak Chinese, pal.
Oh, man.
Over.
Yeah, we take down our tree based off vibes. Ranges from about January 1st to March 3rd or something.
That's normally why
that's just ridiculous.
No, March is extreme, maybe at beginning of February or something.
Even that's ridiculous.
I like the spirit.
We didn't have like three holidays since then.
That's not true. Even.
When does it go up? Pause. When does the
hold on. It's a little personal. It's a flag.
Oh, man.
When?
I put my Christmas tree up.
Thank you.
Probably about 2 weeks before Christmas.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I feel like I think
a little after Thanksgiving. I don't remember. She just
yeah. Me. I think ours will go up after Thanksgiving. I think it'll be a 2-tree year. De'Aaron Fox needed me to get a second tree. I'm not sure. That was my idea, but as has been established, it's no longer my house, so it will go where Katie wants it to go. I think she had a vision for it. It was similar to De'Aaron's. I thought it would look really cool, and she might have thought, that's cute, sweetie. I'm here now. We're actually going to put it over here by the staircase.
I got to say, too, real quick, Family Man D'Lo has been my favorite side story of 2025 so far.
No, that's a good look.
Just from the Costco. I think you went to Marshall's or something like that. Just these little regular stores. Yeah, and then now the
control.
Yeah, now the Christmas tree stuff. Yeah. He did something besides Costco. I don't remember. Target. It was Target.
It was Target. Yeah, it was Target. I went to Target. Went to Target twice in the same week. I don't even recognize myself anymore.
Even though they were supposed to be getting that H&M treatment.
Target was?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
What Target do?
They spearheaded getting rid of DEI. And we gave them that treatment. But people were like, well, they do get that treatment, but I just had to go get something for school supplies real quick.
Remember when we were done with Starbucks because of what they did to those two brothers?
I know. I'm just saying.
That didn't even last 12 hours.
Now, what did happen, allegedly, is Target's, the CEO was behind this. He was the one that made the decision. We gave him that treatment. Sales completely spiked. He got fired, I think. Then I think that's when we were like, okay, we can go back. I think that's kind of what happened.
I think Costco ended up being the people store as well.
Okay.
Once again, it doesn't matter because we're back. I think I'm going to Target tonight because I got to get some school supplies.
Well, see, and Costco is a regular thing now because I got home and she so wonderfully had dinner made. And she was like, you know where we got that? Like, what? So we got it at Costco.
My lunch was brought to you by Costco today. Hey, Costco, come work with us.
Yeah. Costco's a good look.
Apparently, you got a bunch of big fans over here.
Costco's a good look.
No, hey, I walked into Costco on Tuesday, I think it was. Walked out, just a couple $100 easy. I looked at the screen, I was like, what did we just do? Chris was like, oh, it's fine.
Okay.
Fine, if you say so, fine.
I need to go to Sam's Club, though. They got my razors over there.
Well, most of us don't have two club subscriptions. Like, I married into one. I don't have two.
Once again, it's a family situation. It's a family dynamic. This isn't...
Well, your whole family's rich.
Well, no, it's not about being
rich. Your mom flies to New York, gets upset that the Kings are playing at the Garden, and goes, you know what? I'm going to go back and attend a different Knicks game because I'm upset that the Kings were there when I drove by.
Well, that's her. That's not me.
Have you ever visited Costco and Sam's Club in the same day?
Oh, yeah. Good question. You have?
Yeah, well, yeah, like I said, there's certain things that you can only get at Sam's Club and vice versa.
What can you only get at Sam's Club?
Razors. The razors that I use to shave, they only have at Sam's Club. But I think they have like the Costco, the bulk shaving cream that I like, only at Costco.
See, I couldn't do I'd adjust well,
yeah.
my lifestyle.
Oh, yeah, that's like, a lot. Just go to Walmart and get the razors there.
Yeah, why don't you do that?
Because they're more expensive. That's why.
That's a good point.
But you're paying for a monthly membership to go get the razors that you like.
Yeah, we're going to put it to use. Also, Sam's Club, they had the bucket of sunflower seeds. Costco does not.
A bucket.
What do you need a bucket of
sunflower
seeds? Yeah, what do you need a bucket of
sunflower? So I don't have to go to the
seeds.
Store every 3 days.
What
when
do
I'm
you
out
need sunflower seeds for? You playing third base tonight?
Bro, every day. Hey, going up here. Let me see what's going on in this game, man. Let me pop some seeds. What are you talking about? It's a snack of choice.
You're in here 7 hours a day. When are you eating a bucket of sunflower seeds?
I don't
it's eat like a, Texas
a bucket
Roadhouse.
Of sunflower seeds. What you do is you get your sunflower seeds. Obviously, you get them from Arco.
The bucket. Oh.
No, from Arco. You eat that. Maybe it takes 3-4 days or something like that. And then you're out. But if you have the bucket, they got about 60 bags of sunflower seeds. You just go to the bucket.
Hold on, so you're like pulling up to Reese's baseball game. oh, there's Kenny and his bucket of sunflower seeds.
No, no, you don't bring the bucket. The bucket is at home. It's like anything else.
Oh, I got
gotcha,
you.
Is it like a, give me, what's the size of the bucket? Like a paint? Like
can I
paint?
Put a bunch of baseballs in there?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh. It's just a bunch of bag of sunflower seeds. It's not sunflower seeds unbagged in a bucket. That's not what
that's
it was.
That's exactly what I thought.
I thought Kenny was going to put a handful of sunflower seeds, throwing it in a Ziploc, and going to the game after that.
Just walking around. I got my bucket of sunflower seeds.
No.
That's exactly what I thought it was.
It is about 50 bags of sunflower seeds in a bucket.
Yeah, no, I thought you just had like a bucket of ranch sunflower seeds and just grabbing a handful of them.
Casey sitting at the game with his bucket just like, y'all want some seeds?
That's what I thought it was.
Y'all want some?
I thought you guys know. I didn't know you guys had never seen the bucket of sunflower seeds.
I've never needed more than one bag of sunflower seeds in my life.
Oh, no, I'm a sunflower seed eater. For sure. Let me see. How much does that go for? I want to say it probably goes for like $25. Bucket of sunflower seeds.
That makes a lot more sense, actually. I guess.
I think you going to Costco on a Tuesday is pretty impressive.
Ooh, it's 40.
How'd you pull that off? Did you go before you got here?
I went after work. See, I'm all vibes, though. I'll throw on this baseball game or just walk around. I used to hate the store. Now I'm a lot better at it.
I like to go to the store. Now, this is no shade because she directs it, but I like to go to the store, and when I go by myself, I've got the AirPods on, throwing a pod or something.
Yeah, that's what I do.
You give me the list. Like, don't leave me to my own devices here, but give me the list of what you want me to get, and I'll go. Yeah,
that's
do
the
it
thing,
that
too.
Way.
We're not going to the store unless we know what we're going to the store for. I'm not going to wander around. I can't do that.
Yeah, that Costco video, that first trip to Costco, there was no plan. And that's why it went so poorly.
See, that's when I'm like, what are we even doing here? We got to get out of here. Like, we in and out.
It went. Did
you get a TV?
There was a lot of, No. Come on, man. That was showbiz. I don't need a TV. I'm not you.
Did you get one? You got a TV outside?
No.
You went outside.
I know. It's a frequent conversation.
TV outside is that's a status. That's status right there.
It's a frequent conversation.
Yeah,
but
get you went outside. No.
The weird thing is like the position it would I would like one. Every time you ever see Deuce and Moe post those pictures where they're watching games outside on their Instagram story, it's like that's what I want, but I don't have a wall in that position. Mm. It's too open. So it has to go in this one particular spot. And then it's always weird when it gets dark because you could see the TV right through the window. Like it's not outside, but it really is right there.
It makes a difference. Get the TV.
I know.
Get the TV.
I know.
You ever been to Costco on a Sunday?
Yeah.
I think that was the day I went? I went on a Saturday or a Sunday. I don't remember.
That's the day you avoid
it. It was awful. Whatever day I went was terrible.
Saturday and Sunday are just... It's whatever. It's just whatever. Like this, I'm going to Costco. This is what it is. You accept it.
I think you just asked KC for a TV. He's got like 13 of them.
I know. Like that's why I said.
It's like buying a stick of gummy.
You get a TV? Like, no, man, I'm not
you.
No,
I am not you. The TV in my garage, we've had it since 2008. It's still kicking. That's crazy.
How?
I don't know how, but it's still kicking.
Good for you. That's great.
Be sad when that one goes.
I think, don't you need a special outdoor TV? Doesn't the sun, like, do something to it? Or you got to cover it?
No, I don't think so.
Well, you have an outdoor TV.
I have a TV that we bring outdoors. It's not mounted out there yet. Although we got the one post was specifically put there so we can mount a TV. We haven't done it yet. So
is that separate from the Jumbotron you have in the arena?
Good
what
question.
Jumbotron?
Where you watch Space Jam.
Yeah.
That
didn't you watch a movie there recently?
Yeah, we were watching Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
That I didn't finish. I might finish that tonight. That movie was a long movie.
You're going back to finish movies from like a month ago.
No, I just remembered that I didn't see the rest of it. I was like, I gotta, that movie was like 2 hours and 50 minutes.
Oh, Jesus.
We had to wait till 9 o'clock for the sun to go down.
Oh, goodness gracious, no.
Everybody would sleep. I said, no, we're going inside, guys.
I don't
Let's
care
go.
What these apes are doing. I'm going to bed. It's crazy.
I'm going to talk about today's show.
Oh,
That was everybody. Anybody can get that. You can get that instead of a TV. The only killer with that is, once again, you got to wait for the sun to go down.
Oh yeah, we have one of those. We've never set it up.
See what I'm saying? You got anything to say about that?
No.
Come on, man.
I didn't world premiere Space Jam at my house.
I didn't world premiere it either.
Like 400 kids like lining up to get into Mr. Caraway's arena to watch Space Jam 2.
I didn't world premiere it either. I just invited. We just invited some of the
all of Elk Grove.
Some of the little homies.
All of Elk Grove was at Casey's house. The best part about this is when we went to commercial break, we said, come back. We'll tell you why Doug Christie's job is so tough.
I'm not going to lie. Like, I feel like we had some pretty good thoughts about that, too.
Yeah, they were strong.
Yeah.
But here we are, planning our weekend trips to Costco.
What do the people want? They want Costco or they want Doug Christie's jobs? I want
to
know.
I don't know. Doug Christie's job feels like going to Costco on a Sunday morning.
Well, I do want to know why you guys feel like he does. I agree with you. But like, what are your reasons for thinking he has such a difficult job?
He's got to set a culture with a group that might not be there beyond 2 years. A handful of guys are going to be here. Not even a handful.
Well, it's not just that they might not be here. It's like they know they might not be here. Like, you have to get a group of guys to buy into something that they don't even know if they're going to be a part of.
But what if you guys are right?
And I think I think DeMar can enter this. I absolutely believe DeMar DeRozan will enter the season all in. I do not know about anyone else I'm talking like LaVine. I don't know. Yeah. We've seen multiple versions of Zach LaVine in the NBA from a mindset standpoint.
He's got to establish an identity and culture that is good enough for the next crop of players to just seamlessly walk into. Like, mm-hmm. You can't just, now DeMar, Zach, and those guys are gone. Now let's reset the culture and identity with these new guys. Like, he's got to set something where it's just, this is what the Sacramento Kings are, and this is what you're doing when you come play for us.
So you guys are right, but here's what I'm saying. What if everybody's on the same page?
But
what I mean is everybody on up top. So if Doug, Scott, and even Uncle V are like, hey, man, this is a weeding out process. Like, we're going to, number one, Doug, Scott, you find guys, you identify guys on this roster that you know you can move forward with. The other guys, as we go along, we'll get those guys by the wayside. And the only reason why I say it like that, well, Oasis in the building. The only reason I say it like that is if they're all on the same page,
mm-hmm.
maybe Doug's clock doesn't even start for like a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're all of the understanding, yeah, we got to weed some of these guys out of here. We got to, this first 4 months of the season or whatever before the trade deadline is to figure out who we feel we can go forward with and who we need to make a beeline to get out of here. And it doesn't make the job easier, but if you have people on the same page where you understand, like, they're not holding that against him, that he's not getting this group to buy in or something like that.
I think they got his back, and I think they're behind him. I think more so my issue, not even issue, just concern, I guess, with it is that he's got to maintain this just throughout now. Like I said, there's no reestablishing it come whenever the next crop of players is here. Like, he's got to kind of like set the identity here with guys who just won't be here. Because you talk about like figure out who works and whatnot. Like, DeMar DeRozan, I think we think is gone soon or whatever, not soon, like this season or whatever, just once his contract is up. Zach LaVine doesn't feel like a guy who's going to stick around. It's a bonus. I'm not sure. And then you're waiting on, like, contract extensions. Like, there's no, I don't know how many guys you're really sticking with here going forward, besides the Keegans, the Nick Cliffords, Keons and stuff, if you get that extension done and all that. Like, it's going to be a pretty new group come a couple of years, I think.
Yeah, I also think the idea of weeding guys out, like, that's a tough, like, so how do you weed them out? Like, okay, what do you do when you identify one? Like, hypothetically, you identify, yeah, man, it's clear, such and such. I won't say anyone such isn't all in. How do you address that?
Internally, in the coach's room and the conversations you have with Scott Perry, yeah, let's work on what we have to do to get this guy out of here.
I got you. Okay.
We identify who this is. Let's work on I'm moving away from. And they may have already done that, but sure. they may look mm-hmm. at it. They look at it, like I said, if they're on the same page and feel like they have some time together, or their hand is forced because of some of the previous contracts. All right. We know this guy isn't one of our guys moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
There's not much we can do right now, but let's just get through what we have to get through for 3 months, this season, whatever. First opportunity, we moving on, because we're of the belief this guy doesn't fit what we're doing and we're trying to establish here. It's kind of an interesting dynamic when you think about it, because
it's Scott a difficult Perry, dynamic.
Yeah, and Scott Perry, Doug wasn't necessarily his choice. He didn't have mm-hmm. like there was nobody here, and he just picked whoever. Doug was here. He met with them. They I like Doug. Like mm-hmm. I think this could work,
mm-hmm.
and they kind of got together that way. But do they look at this like we're in this together? Does Scott Perry look at Doug Christie the same way he would the guy that he went out and found and hired? Does that make any sense?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, he had to have had a role in hiring him, right?
Yeah, I think so. I do. I also think, and we haven't really talked, I do think Vivek made a case for Doug.
I think so too.
Yeah.
I think so too.
And whatever amount of weight people think that carried into the decision, that's for other people to think of. But
I don't think he was forced to hire.
No. I do believe when Scott and Doug really sat down about the future of them working together,
mm-hmm.
they genuinely were like, no, I think I like this guy. Mm-hmm. I believe in what he's saying. They've said that about each other. I do believe that. And to your point, I don't think he was forced to hire Doug Christie.
Feel like weeding guys out is going to be tougher than... No, I take that back. Handling the guys that you do weed out is going to be tougher than we're giving it credit for.
For sure. I understand that.
And hopefully, all right. Two, sucks, okay. But if you start getting above that, like, then your season becomes really difficult.
Right.
Right? And you look around and you... It's, I understand all these guys are pros. It's fair to have a certain level of concern about Devin Carter. It's fair to have a certain level of concern about Malik Monk.
Yep.
I'm not concerned about Keon Ellis's personality, but I do wonder if the situation with the contract affects him. You know, him potentially thinking, and maybe a lot like a restricted free agent, thinking I'm going into my first payday as an NBA player. Like, I've done enough to show I'm an NBA player. Like, I'm a player in this league.
Right.
And it getting delayed. And when it, you know as well, when things get delayed, you wonder if it's happening at all.
Right.
And it's like, hey, we just got to wait till next season. Or, hey, we just have to wait till this month. We have to wait till... January, and then we can do this. We have to wait till February, we can do this. We have to wait till June, and we can do this. So much can happen between now and then. You start wondering, is this ever going to happen? And yeah, I wonder if that stuff weighs on him.
Yeah.
You know, the questions aren't that different than the questions we posed about Jonathan Kuminga and his situation in the Warriors locker room. Like, he's essentially going to be held hostage. Which takes us back to one of Monty McNair's lines. I think it was something like, I want volunteers, not hostages. Mm. I want people who want to be here. I don't want people Scott who Perry's feel like... Scott Perry. Yeah. What did I say? Yeah, sorry.
Monty didn't say anything.
Yeah, Monty just sat there like this. That's a direct quote, by the way. So, it's...
That's a good
It's
call.
Tough.
Yeah.
It's tough. It's tough for Doug. And that's why we go back to the original statement. Like, I think this is a, I think Doug really does have a tough job ahead of him.
You know, one of the things I think happened, I believe happened, we'll see maybe in time if this actually how it went down, because mm-hmm. that was a good call back by you talking about that line of, I want people who want to be here, mm-hmm. Not hostages.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe Scott Perry sat down with all those guys on that roster and asked them that question.
Okay.
Do you want to be here?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, let me know, and we'll work on getting you out of here. We're not going to do just anything, but we will work on getting you out of here. I believe him when he says that, when he had that. That might even be what happened with DeMar DeRozan. Might have asked DeMar, do you want to leave here? DeMar might have been like, I like it here. I like the city. I'm close to home, all this other stuff. I didn't like the previous regime. He's like, all right, well, the previous regime ain't here. Mm-hmm. I'm here. Do you want to be here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to give it a try with you. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, things flip. Like, DeMar's part of the core mm-hmm. right now. I think I would like to believe Scott Perry asked everybody that question, and they said yes. And that's part of getting these guys to buy in. Because he's a straight shooter. If you don't want to be here, tell me. We'll make it happen for you. No hard feelings. It's not personal. Whatever your issues are, aren't with me, because I wasn't here before.
Right.
So I get it if you want to move on.
Yeah.
But you have to be honest with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder, I assume, I think those type of conversations happen.
Yeah, I think so too.
Maybe somebody said no. And that leads to...
Well... Maybe someone did, yeah. And maybe it's not someone we expect.
All right.
But I don't, I mean, that's like, it's hard to imagine. Obviously, I'm alluding to Malik. Right. It's hard to imagine him saying no.
I can't imagine it either. But that would actually make sense. That would make more sense than everything that we, like, why would you move on from this guy?
Well, and the weird thing is this so we're going to go full circle. All the way back to 11:45. I can't picture DeMar doing that. Like, DeMar. I can't picture DeMar going, I want out. Or, like, I can absolutely imagine DeMar DeRozan talking to Scott Perry and going, yes, I'll give this a shot.
Mm.
I can imagine Zach LaVine saying the same thing. The guy who I could clearly envision going, nah, is Domas.
Mm.
And the off season of attacking Domas continues. He's the one who I feel I could go, yeah, this is trash. This isn't what you told me. This isn't what I'm here for. And we had heard stuff. Like, everyone knows him and Mike didn't get along.
Right.
Like, so what Monty thought of Domas was clearly something of consequence.
Right.
The question now is, what does Scott think of him?
And real quick. To Domas's defense, we haven't heard a thing about him wanting to leave since Scott got here.
Very true.
And
very, very true.
That could have been the conversation. Do you want to be here?
Absolutely. Yep.
And he might have said, I think he said yes.
Yep.
And all right, let's move forward with you here.
Mm-hmm. So. Or he might have said no, and let's keep this under wraps for now. I'm not sure. Hopefully not, because as we said earlier, regardless of his contract, Domas is a hell of a ball player.
Yes.
Domas with LaVine and DeMar, to go back to Jesse's thing about name something positive, to me that's a positive.
Yep.
And even more positive is it's Friday at 3:56. Have a great weekend. We will see y'all back here beginning at 10 a.m. on Monday on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Vamos Gigantes, I need a sweep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.